At its recent virtual annual meeting, the Joint Cotton Industry Bale Packaging Committee, or JCI-BPC, granted three requests for continued testing of cotton bale packaging products. Lauren Krogman, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council, joins us to share the details on the Joint Committee's latest rulings and its work as a liaison between the U.S. cotton industry, the Intercontinental Exchange, and the Department of Agriculture.
This committee is actually a joint committee formed of members from NCC, or National Cotton Council, as well as American Textile Manufacturers Institute. So we have a group of raw cotton members, which consists of producers and ginners, warehousemen, merchants, and cooperatives. And the other group represents U.S. textile manufacturers. And so each of those groups have a vote in any policy that's put forth by the committee. Everyone in the industry has a part in JCI-BPC actions, whether it be producers in what their cotton is going into in terms of packaging, what straps they're using, what bags. Of course, the gins in any sort of up-and-coming technology or approved manufacturers for both bagging and strapping to make sure that they're following the guidelines correctly in order for these bales to be loan eligible with USDA. And then throughout the system, all the way to merchants and mills in order to learn more about the types of packaging and how it may affect them down the line.
The committee's recent virtual meeting offered new programming options for attendees this year.
The Joint Cotton Industry Bale Packaging Committee, or JCI-BPC, which was chaired by Chris Berry, a Levelland, Texas ginner, granted three requests for continued testing of packaging products. Pack strapping was granted approval to continue its compatibility testing of their PET strap on Samuel Systems, and LP Brown and Langston's lightweight cotton bale bags were also approved for continued testing. Pack strapping's fourth-year PET compatibility test was granted a JCI-BPC determination in order for bales in the test program to be deemed deliverable in accordance with Intercontinental Exchange, or ICE, Cotton Number 2 rules. The committee also approved the revised 2021 cotton bale packaging specifications, which includes changes to elongation specifications for 8x8 woven polypropylene bagging. During our meeting this year, we also had guest speaker Dr. John Wanura of USDA ARS Lubbock Gin Lab, who spoke on the ASABE updates for performance standards for round module wrap, as well as staff reports that reviewed new policy that came from the NCC recent annual meeting, as well as 2020 crop packaging material usage, updates on the new blue woven polypropylene color, contamination for 2020 crop, updates on the cotton bale bagging project that's currently underway, and also PBI tag issues.
And finally, for more information on the National Cotton Council's bale packaging work,
if you go to our website at www.cotton.org and then go to the bale packaging section under the technical tab, there's all sorts of information that we have listed there, including the specifications for cotton bale packaging materials, which is what the committee annually meets about to update.